don't know what's up there. I think there's nobody there.
Thank you for giving me the floor again. I will give you a bit of insight on World Water Week. For those that haven't attended yet, it's the world leading and the biggest annual meeting on water. There's a lot of other regional water weeks taking place, and there's of course the World Water Forum that takes place every 3 years. But this takes place on an annual basis in Stockholm, month of August. We have about over 3,600 participants that come to the week, representing over 135 countries. And we really like to see it as something that's co-organized with all the other actors. It's not owned by CUE, it's really owned by the water community that comes. The success of this is really everybody's involvement. There's over 265 sessions, but with 400 conveners. So really CUE is just the one that holds it for all of you, and we're happy to see that that number increases and you are really part of the content that's driven within it. We also strive to make this what we call gold standard. We really want it to be very balanced between men and women representation. We are getting to that. We have 54% of men and 46% of women. And that's also because we impose in the organization of the sessions, in our terms of reference, we really ask that there's female representative, youth representatives, and that these are participatory. So actually, in 1 year, we were able to change that level of engagement from about 30% of the sessions were gold standards to 70% of the sessions last year. So that's also thanks to all of your engagement into that. A third of the participants are youth also who are present, and we have a good balanced representation of the regions, even though Europe is still quite dominant, and we would like to have more diversity in that. And for information, government officials are represented by 20%, civil society organizations, NGOs, about 20%. And then the rest is quite balanced between the scientific and research, the private sector, intergovernmental organizations also. Last year was water, ecosystems, and human development. We do have an agreement with UN Water that the theme of the week follows the theme of the World Water Day, and hence the report also. And I just wanted to share with you quickly a few of the key messages that came out from the week in our overarching conclusions. You will see that a lot of them are what has been discussed over the past 2 days in the workshop here, and also the previous meetings that UNCC has also convened. So, of course, we need to better communicate the value of nature for development, form transformative alliances, and think green infrastructure first and not last. Highlighted, of course, the important role of investors, that projects must transcend the local and national political cycles to build resilience. Policies must cut across sectors and involve all the stakeholders. Language and communication of policies should resonate to a wider audience. We always talk about going outside the water box. And regional water diplomacy can be an effective platform for fostering healthy ecosystems and, of course, be prerequisites for stability and peace. This year, as mentioned previously, it's World Water Week will be on Water for Society, Including All, taking place on the 25th and 30th of August. Content-wise, we will be following very much what has been done previously, but location-wise, we're being quite innovative. We've spoken a lot about sportsmen in the past few days also. Well, we're moving to the Tele2 Arena, which is the big sports stadium in Stockholm. That is because we've had a lot of requests to have more space for exhibition, pavilions, and also more networking spaces, larger session rooms we've had to refuse, or sometimes people don't have access to the sessions and we regret that. So we're really going to 10 times the size of what we used to know. We don't want to increase 10 times the number of people taking part in the week, but we do want to have more space, as I mentioned, to have more exhibition, networking rooms. So this gives you a bit of an insight of what it will look like. It will be in the center of Stockholm. You can access by the metro, but just larger, more modern. The whole stadium is one of the most sustainable arenas in Europe also. That was something that was very important for us to maintain. And we're looking actually to expand this into a World Water Week village in the coming years too. I'll just go very quickly to the theme for 2020. Water and climate change, accelerating action. We really want to put the focus on the actions and the solutions. And right now, you're getting a bit of an insight of the thematic scope, the different issues that we will like to address through the seminars, which are the backbones of the week. But as I mentioned earlier, of course, you all can contribute through by being a part of the seminars, but also proposing events, sofas, and showcase. So we will be looking at how can we transform resilience and bring around resilience to tackle climate change, upscaling implementation of the 2030 Agenda and the Paris Agreement, focusing on the most vulnerable people, seeking coherence between adaptation and mitigation, addressing climate change holistically, so across sectors and boundaries, how do we go towards climate smart and water resilient cities, how can the private sector be engaged from stewardship to business opportunity, financing adaptation, and looking towards innovative policies, governance, and capacity. So again, a lot of the subjects that we have touched over the past few days. The timing, there's a very set schedule if you do want to be involved and contribute. I would also like to call you to engage and propose peers for the Stockholm Water Prize. We would like to have more representations from and candidacies from Africa and from the Asian region, and that starts in September. And then, of course, we have the call for events proposals, and the first deadline is in January. Yeah. Then you have the showcases and events also where you can submit your proposals for February, and March is for the exhibition and the SOFA submissions. And that's when the early bird registration process starts also. Please look out in June this year. We will publish the program online and have the dedicated World Water Week program website. And look forward to welcoming you all in Stockholm in August. Thank you very much.